Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimela Mudine. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to be doing this until 10 today. As you know, we've started a series called Imbizo, where we just unpack an issue. And today what we're going to do, we're going to really just get into the belly of the Bella Bill, which is now an act, Bella Act. And you know that there's some clauses the president wanted to exclude out of the act, and he wants more consultation. And the starting date is also something that he wants to stagger. All of those things, the contentious issues in the Bella Act, why, you know, certain people are not happy with certain elements. We're going to do all of that. We're going to get two views. So we're going to try and get you a holistic picture and what are the issues that some of the people are complaining about and what is actually good about this Bella Act and how does that affect you and I, and when will it affect you and I? So all of that's going to happen just after 9 o'clock. Please call in, ask in. No question is stupid at all. We're all here to just learn, really, and as I said, no question is stupid. We're going to unpack it nicely all together and make sure that we're all on the same page. All right, and then we are going to be speaking to South African Union of Students, because NSFAS has announced that they're going to postpone a little bit the 2025 application system that is supposed to be up and running already. The applications are now halted a little bit. That application system will only be open for applications on Friday, stating that they needed more consultation. So we're going to be speaking to students. NSFAS wanted the students to be part of the consultation process, so we'll ask them how it went. Did you know that Donald Trump almost got killed again? Again. I mean, like, talk about nine lives, eh? Talk about nine lives. So, I mean, it's not funny. But I want us to talk about who on earth wants Donald Trump dead. Clearly not one person. Clearly. And also, these seem to be Republicans. What on earth is this all about? I think it's actually quite fascinating, the kind of profile that we're starting to see from the people who may want Donald Trump dead. So we're going to speak to an analyst about all of that. What actually is going on? Who wants Donald Trump dead and why? That's a very fascinating conversation. Gather all of you, grade ones and grade eight parents in Gauteng. Okay, you should have already received SMSs telling you that you have got your child placed at a school. And we're going to talk all about that. We'll speak to the MEC of Education in Gauteng so that we can talk about if you have not received your SMSs, what are your concerns, all of that, and what it all actually means. Because I think there are things here and there that are not clear for some parents and some concerns. Please, please, please call in. He will answer all your questions. We'll also have a line, a WhatsApp line as well, where if you have real problems, you're able to text into that WhatsApp line and get those responses. We want to start here, though. Praveen Gordhan, as you know, passed away a few days ago after a short illness, and lots of tributes been pouring in. Our reporter, Tsulufelo Tsuku, was today at the memorial. Tsulufelo, thank you so much for making it to studio this evening. How are you, and good evening?
Good evening, Pimela. Thank you so much for having me here.
What a moving memorial, was it not?
It was. The ANC really made sure that people understand and really grasp the fact that Praveen Gordhan did not walk away or did not jump ship when it was hard. I mean, there was definitely some flag for those that did jump ship, but they made a point to ensure that Praveen is really saluted for his commitment to the party. Mm. I mean, you had the Gauteng Premier talk, Banyaza Lesufi, who's also the provincial chairperson of the ANC, and he really made a commitment to say, Praveen, we're not going to let you down. We're going to deal with corruption. We're on a renewal process, and we're going to make sure that the ANC, come the next elections, we are ready and we get back those votes.
He had the most heartwarming tweet just over the past couple of days. He tweeted how he met Praveen Gordhan and as a student and all of that. And I thought, you know, I suppose sometimes you see these politicians and you get to see the faces. You get to feel like they don't have the soul that you and I have.
Yes.
And they don't have a heart. But it was really nice to see the kind of person that he expressed Praveen Gordhan to have been over the years, and how as a young student leader, he almost was under his wing, so to speak, as a young man in Durban.
You know, just speaking about just really that natural spirit that we think politicians don't have, a speaker from the SACP spoke about, even though many a times there were loggerheads, especially regarding SAA, after those meetings, Praveen would always pick up the phone.
Oh, really?
Yes, he would pick up the phone and ask, are you okay? Let's try find each other. So this idea that everybody has, that Praveen was this man who always decided this is what we're going with and that is that. In actual fact, behind closed doors, it seems as though he was a man that was really thoughtful and somebody that always wanted to engage if there were issues.
And I mean, what was your major takeaway from this memorial?
I think the major takeaway is really the ANC once again recommitting to this renewal. I think we've heard them so many times, but to say it at a memorial of somebody who they've really painted out to be really the struggle fighter for corruption, I think it's very important, and really it would be egg on the ANC's face to really not renew themselves and to really not do away with corruption after today.
Well, I appreciate your time there, Tsholofelo Zuko. Thank you. And thank you very much for going out there for us today. She's our reporter. She was at the memorial today. I want to also bring in ANC member of the provincial legislature, Sizakele Nkosi Malubane. Thank you so much for your time and good evening and welcome to Point of View.
Good evening, ma'am.
Just, I wanted to get your reflections on the giant that Praveen was, and you saw over the past couple of days lots of reaction on his passing. Your own reflections on the man.
I think my experience with Praveen, and remember, I was never very close to him, but to me, he's a leader that I've always been looking up to as one of the young people then, and up to now, that one is actually a major. Praveen for me is actually represent an ethical leadership, a person who don't actually, in his words, when it comes to things that are wrong. Hence, he has been always involved in fighting against corruption, but also he has always been on the side of the people. He's the man that believed that you need to look after what belongs to the people. And I think for that, I will always actually respect him and hope that those that have actually benefited from his wisdom will actually take the baton and actually move on and fight against the wrong against human beings.
You know, my colleague was just saying that the ANC really did very well in highlighting the ethical leader that he was, that he was somebody who was against corruption. What kind of a pivotal moment is this when the ANC reflects on this moment and his passing?
It is the ANC that have taken a decision about unity and renewal. And renewal is not about being quiet. When someone that is closer to you commit a wrong, it is, renewal is also about getting rid of rock elements within the ANC. Within the ANC. And Praveen's dream and actually hope was that we will actually fight against those particular individuals who are not desirable in our communities, and we need to make sure that when they've committed wrong against humanity, we need to act against them. And one of the things that we need to do as the ANC is to get rid of people who are not actually desirable, or people who are corrupt within our movement, but also to try and live a life where communities of society will always see us as bringing hope on a daily basis to them, instead of us contributing in our people losing hope. And Praveen was such an individual who will always represent hope to our people, not only to ordinary members of society, but also professionals as well as us as members of the ANC.
Obviously, we've seen this before. There's a moment that forces everybody to reckon with the moment, to reckon with where we are even as society. And how is the ANC going to make sure that this is not just paying lip service, that what we've been hearing, the commitments to renewal and so on, are really sustainable? And I know that there was a renewal conference a couple of days ago. But how's the ANC going to make sure that this is not just another conversation, it's not just paying lip service, that actually it's sustainable and the programs actually do materialize in a society where we are seeing less corruption in our politics?
Our people are no longer patient. It's us. A time has run out for us to continue with populist rhetoric. It is time that we actually confront reality. We try and deal with all the things that our people are not happy with and actually make sure that the ANC, we go back to the ANC Foundation, an organization that organization of activists. And in activists, I'm not talking about people who just attend meetings. I'm talking about advocates of the truth. People who will go all out and serve the people. People who won't finish a sentence, a leadership that will never finish a sentence without reflecting or commenting about us wanting to serve our people. And I think unfortunately, in this memorial service and the death of Pravin have just reminded us where we're supposed to be and where we come from. But it also actually assisted us in reflecting on our behavior, particularly where we have wronged our people, and we need to then recommit ourselves in making sure that we bring back the hope that our people have lost in this country, particularly young people.
What are the lessons? As you said, you know, you're obviously reflecting on what has to be done. What are the lessons? What could be done differently?
There's a lot of things that a society shuns. We can't continue doing things that people don't believe in. This thing of us living a life of opulence whilst our people are very poor, this thing of us not being able to commit in making sure that we create jobs for our people, but also this thing of us ignoring challenges that faces women on a daily basis, particularly rape and general abuse of our women. So it is time that we actually confront such things and make sure that we protect those that are vulnerable and actually create jobs as we promised, but also make sure that we live the life that reflects on the general population of this country.
I appreciate your time and thank you so much for giving us your time this evening. ANC member of the provincial legislature, Sizakele Nkosi Malubane, as we look at the life of Pravin Gordhan. It'll be some days now. You know, the tributes will keep pouring in and, of course, looking forward to the funeral itself. So, obviously, we'll be bringing you more of that story as the days go by.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.